from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe to me.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
Brewers still atop the NL Central with a 26-17 record right now. They've won their last two, and we have Sophia Minert here with us this morning to break it all down. Sophia, I want to start with this. First of all, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Chewy, not as much, but, you know, it's to be expected.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, but you're coming up with dumb ideas.
You're almost there, Chewy.
You're almost there. Just keep going,
Sophia,
bud.
They're mean to me. They're so mean.
Which, again, you could argue is not smart of us. He'll be back in studio with us officially on Monday.
And like, we got to get the shots in now.
We're just like poking the bear. I guess we think he'll forget by Monday.
Very good chance.
Distinctly possible.
Good chance.
Who is Chris Roller? What do I need to know about Chris Roller?
Well, he's the newest Brewer. He came up yesterday. Kind of crazy day for him because he arrives to the stadium like quite literally 15, 20 minutes before the noon start time for the game yesterday. So he's a player that they acquired from Cleveland in August of last year. So it didn't get a lot of attention. Went to AAA. He was drafted in the 30th round back in 2017, I believe. So he has spent the last 3 years in AAA, and he had a hamstring issue. So we didn't even really talk about him that much with the Nashville Sounds, but with the move that they made, optioning Oliver Dunn, Chris Roller gives them more outfield coverage, so he can play all three of those spots. And, yeah, he got in there yesterday, got his first at-bat, so great to see him make his debut. Sixth player already to make his debut for the Brewers, which is it's been crazy. It's been a lot of rookies and a lot of transactions like that of, all right, let's get to know these guys.
Sophia, through 43 games, what has been the biggest surprise to you?
Oh, gosh. I think you could say just the biggest question mark coming in was the pitching, right? I mean, I think that was the obvious narrative was how do you replace Burns, Woodruff, Peralta? Oh, by the way, you're without Devin Williams for the first half of the season. I mean, those are major, major holes that I think – it was like, how is this going to work? So I think the fact that they're in this position, you know, the 26 wins on the season, they've obviously taken their hits at times, but I think Freddie Peralta has been so steady. Colin Ray, same thing. And then I think Bryce Wilson, we talked about him so much last year as like the unsung hero of the bullpen. I think you could really point to Bryce Wilson of what he's done in his starts. He's really just stabilized things for them. And then you've got rookies like Robert Gasser, you know, his first two starts, like you could not ask for more from Robert Gasser, just 24 years old. And he's got a ton of expectations on him because of the Hader trade. And he's been a big prospect. So I think that's probably the biggest surprise that they're in this position, considering everything that has happened with their pitching staff. And they've used 10 different starters, which is the most in the league. And they've used 23 pitchers overall now. So it's, again, this is game 44 we're getting ready for. So I think they deserve a lot of credit for the position the team is in.
Is William Contreras the best catcher in baseball?
Yes, he has to be. I mean, we have to start this campaign. I think what's so cool about what William is doing is he, Murphy says this word all the time to talk about the team, but William really embodies it more than anyone. He is just relentless. I don't think people understand how hard it is to do what he's doing. He has played in all 43 games. He has started every game, the majority of those as catcher. He does not want days off. He has not taken a day off since early August of last year. He's coming in on like 80 consecutive games played, which as a catcher is just insanity. So the fact that he went out and he won a Silver Slugger last year, it was 17 home runs, almost 80 RBIs for him. He's like way ahead of those cases right
just
now.
Just slightly.
I mean, it's insane what he's doing. Like, you know, he had a 12-game hitting streak. Now he's on a 9-game hitting streak. He's reached base in 23 consecutive games. That leads the league. I mean, you could just go on and on and on statistically about what he's doing. It's been really fun to watch. And he does it so unorthodox. Like, he'll change his batting stance, like, within an at-bat or at-bat to at-bat. Like, it's insane. Like, it's not – it defies what – it defies kind of everything that you hear from players about, like, you know, they're so meticulous about things like that, their stances and their approaches and all that. And William, it's like, he is those things, but he is just a freak of what his body can do. So, yes, I mean, again, I could go on and on about it, but he's just been unbelievable here in the first quarter.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen Gabe and Chewy here this morning. It looks like the schedule indicates team is about to head out on their longest road trip of the season so far. Houston, Miami, and then Boston. Not back in Milwaukee until that series against the Chicago Cubs the week of Memorial Day. What's the mindset around this team right now? If, again, atop the division, a lot of things going their way. What's the vibe around them?
Just keep it going, right? I mean, you can't, I think baseball will humble you so quickly. And you can look around the league for all kinds of examples of that. And this team certainly knows that. It's just keep doing what you're doing, right? I mean, I think they've done such a great job of just, you know, part of Murph's mantra, and it's the message that they see in the clubhouse before they walk out every day, is just win tonight. And it's a very simple message, but it's true of like, all right, just what do you need to do to win the game tonight? What do your job, right? And I think they've just bought into that. So I think if you can come out of this trip above 500 with the Astros, with the Marlins, going to Boston, Fenway's always a really fun place to play. You know, someone like Sal Frelick, he's been looking forward to this since I think the day he was born, playing at Fenway for the first time. So look, they've played really well on the road. They have a better record on the road, actually, than what they have at home. We've also spent a lot of time on the road this season. So I think just keep plugging along, right? Let William keep doing his thing. It's going to be tough without Rhys Hoskins on the IL, but I think they're all feeling pretty confident about where they are right now.
Is what Bryce Durang doing? Oh, go ahead, Chu. Go ahead.
Sophia, how is Devin Williams progressing? Is he still scheduled to return around the All-Star game?
I have good news for you. Actually going to see him start to play catch this weekend in Houston. So that's going to be great. Look, Devin still has a ways to go because he basically has to do spring training and that type of ramp up all over again. He's starting from scratch. But just to see him, I think, on the field playing catch, like looking like a pitcher, will be great for Devin. I know he is so antsy to just get this part started, and it's been kind of a long road to get him to this place. He had to do a lot of work in the training room of strengthening and try to maintain conditioning, and he's been doing a ton of core work and just strength stuff, right, to get his body in a better place so that he can hopefully progress here with the throwing program. So he'll start at 60 feet. He'll build up from there. He'll go through the whole throwing program. And, yeah, the timeline, still hopeful for All-Star break, before or after, depending on how the throwing program goes.
I think the most surprising thing to me through the first quarter of the season is how good Bryce Durang has been. Is what he's doing sustainable?
I think so, yeah. I absolutely think so. You know, and that was his challenge kind of going into the offseason was, we saw what an elite defender was, like he was last year. I still believe that he should have won the Gold Glove Award last year. He finished third as a finalist. If you watch him every day and you see the plays that he makes really, really difficult plays look much easier than what they are. I personally do not think there's a better defensive second baseman in the league. And then, you know, the challenge was, like, you've got to raise your game offensively, right? Because defense is what kept him in the lineup. And he, to his credit, did everything. You know, he put on, you know, nearly 20 pounds of muscle to help him just be in better shape and be stronger, put him in a better position to hit, just kind of take on the wear and tear of the season. He did the work on his swing. It's just, it's such a great, like, short, direct, you know, the bat through the zone as long as possible, kind of everything that you would want a swing to be. And he's got a really good approach, and he just knows who he is. Like, he knows, like, home runs are not my game. If I hit them, great. But he wants the line drive to the gap. He wants opposite field contact. I mean, it's like he wants everything hard hit on a line. And that's who he is as a hitter. So I think he deserves a lot of credit for the work that he's done. And Murph had told us at spring training, like, this is the player that's going to take the quantum leap. And he's done it. So, yeah, I think the way he's doing it, it's sustainable because it's true to who he is as a player.
Sophia, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Enjoy your off day before heading out on that road trip. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
She's Sophia Minert. You can watch her on Bally Sports Wisconsin as she covers all things Brewers for us each and every day of the baseball season.